And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Hey there, what's up, and welcome to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. In today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about a pervasive trend that we've been noticing recently across the board on social media, but especially when it comes to short form video. Now, when I say short form video, I'm referring to Instagram Reels, TikTok videos, and YouTube Shorts. And before we fully get into where I believe we're at now, I want to talk to you about where we've been. Over the past few years, you may have heard myself or my mom say the phrase, C's get degrees. C's get degrees is a somewhat funny but also somewhat true expression that basically means that you don't need to go above and beyond and get an A+ on every single paper, every single exam, every single quiz and piece of homework in order to graduate and get your college degree. If you consistently get C's on all of your papers and your exams and your midterms, you will get the degree. At the end of the day, you will graduate. You might not have the highest GPA, but at the end of the day, you're going to graduate with the same degree that someone who got all A's got. There's also a belief that C students rule the world. There have been a few books written on this and multiple studies done that basically show that oftentimes the C-level students, at least on a university level, end up being the ones who are the CEOs, the ones who are starting companies. And we don't need to get too deep into this, but basically the idea is that they're not spending all of their time just focused on learning the material. They're not spending all of their time just memorizing facts and dates and making sure that they get an A+ on every exam and every essay. Instead, they're also spending time becoming a well-rounded human being. They're spending time being creative. They're spending time doing things that are not relating to academics, but still allow them to grow. It's the old adage of, is this person book smart or street smart? Oftentimes people believe that the C-level students are book smart enough, but they're also street smart as well. Now, how does this relate to social media? How does this relate to Instagram? Well, my mom and myself have been teaching and saying that C's get degrees when it comes to your content. And what we meant when we said that is that the best content is oftentimes the content that you just press post on. It has to be some level of quality. It has to be good enough, but it doesn't have to be a home run slam dunk. And oftentimes when we spend a lot of our time focusing and stressing out over trying to make A+ level content, trying to hit the home run or trying to make the slam dunk post, that's the post that ends up being overanalyzed, that ends up feeling forced and inorganic, and ends up performing worse. I mean, just think about yourself and your own Instagram, for example, right now. How often have you put a ton of work into a reel and you've thought, oh, this is going to be a hit. This one's so good. I know this one's going to go viral. This is my best reel yet. And you post it and it does below average. And then on the other side of that coin, at the same time, you have a post probably that you didn't work too hard on. You kind of made it quickly. You didn't put too much thought into it. You whipped it up. You felt inspired. You made the reel. You edited it really quickly. You wrote your caption. You pressed post. And maybe you even forgot about it. And a few hours later, you checked Instagram and you realized that this posted really, really well. Maybe it's even your best post, or it's a post that went viral. And so we started to preach this idea that C's get degrees and that your content just had to be good enough. And before we go any further, I want to say that that is still the case, especially if you're just getting started. If you're someone who is brand new to creating content, you haven't posted very much on TikTok, you've never made a YouTube video, you're just getting started on Instagram, I want to encourage you to honestly stop listening to the rest of this podcast. I'm just kidding. You can keep listening. But listen to everything I'm about to say with a grain of salt and keep at the forefront of your mind with what I'm about to say right now, and that is to just press post. At the end of the day, especially when you are new, I want you to just get started. Rip the Band-Aid off. Don't try to make perfect content. Don't try to incorporate all the things I'm going to say in the rest of today's episode, and instead, just focus on getting your degree. Just focus on creating content that is good enough. You don't need to compare your content to someone else who's been a content creator for a decade and has been making hundreds of videos every single year and has tons and tons of practice. Instead, just press post. a piece of content that is shared is always going to be better, in my opinion, than one that's not shared. One that's kept in your drafts or in your creative mind or in your notes of inspiration for future ideas. Something that's actually created and shared is always going to be better. A draft that is written is better than a draft that's just stored in your mind. I think arguably the biggest problem that we face as online entrepreneurs is creating a well-crafted message, a great piece of content, spending hours and even thousands of dollars creating this beautiful post that ends up getting seen by no one. Or creating a super well-written email or blog with beautiful copy that ends up getting lost in the void of an inbox. But what if there was a way to ensure that your message was not only seen, but actually acted upon? The answer is text messages. Text messages have a 98% open rate. It makes sense, right? I mean, unless you're Chalene Johnson, you probably don't have hundreds of unread texts. You probably have less unread texts than you do unread emails. And the best part is that text messaging works for every type of business. If you need to reach someone, you need to send them a text. That's why I want to tell you about a program called Simple Texting. They're an all-in-one texting platform that makes it easy, fast, and affordable to reach your list of customers, have two-way conversations, and set up automated text campaigns, which are great for appointments, reminders, text for info programs, generating reviews, and pretty much anything you can think of. Simple texting plans start at just $29 per month for 500 credits. But if you start a free trial this month, they'll add an extra 500 free credits onto your account. All you have to do is text the word TRIBE to 833-2-TRY-SMS. Then respond with the email address that you'll use to create your simple texting account. It's that simple. Again, just text the word TRIBE, T-R-I-B-E, to the number 833-287-9767. Don't let your messages fall into the void. Use simple texting to build your tribe and better connect with your customers. A draft that is written is better than a draft that's just stored in your mind. So again, if you're just getting started, if you're new, C's will still get degrees. And oftentimes what I said a minute ago about the post that you worked the hardest on doing the worst and the post that you worked the least on doing the best, that is oftentimes still going to be true. Now, with that being said, and with that understanding out of the way, let's talk about what we're seeing recently on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube Shorts with short form video and what kind of videos are performing best. Over the past few years, we as a collective society, especially we as a collective community of online entrepreneurs and business owners and creators, we have been posting a lot of videos. We have seen a lot of videos. We've done a lot of trial and error. We've been through thousands and thousands of trends. And so the expectation for what makes a quality video has increased. While 2.5 years ago, you could post a trending audio, and while you may know that hundreds of other people have used it, the reality is the vast majority of people on Instagram or TikTok don't realize that thousands of other people have already used it. You could consistently and reliably get great engagement from a very basic video. You could just recreate a trend and expect it to do well. It was new, it was fresh, it wasn't what everyone was doing, it was somewhat on the cutting edge, and so it was pretty expectable that you would get decent engagement when you did just the bare minimum in a video. But over time, people have raised the bar. People have increased their level of expectations, and they've started to expect more out of your short form videos, out of your reels, your TikToks, and your YouTube shorts. So that's not to say that short form videos that are just trending audios, that are just lip syncs, or that are just basic are not going to perform well. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is they're not going to consistently or reliably perform as well in 2023 as they did in 2022, or especially in 2021, or especially in 2020, or especially in 2019 when it was just TikTok and there wasn't even Instagram Reels yet. So what does this mean? You probably expect half of what this means. Half of what this means is it's time to increase your overall quality of content, to raise the bar yourself and start creating better content. But the second half of what this means is probably not what you're going to expect. And that is, you also need to lower the bar. Now, I know that's confusing, but let me explain. Remember that saying that we talked about earlier, C's get degrees? Well, now you can think about it this way. A's get degrees and F's get degrees. And here's what I mean by that. Of course, I think A's get degrees makes the most sense. If you have a really highly produced, high quality piece of content using a nice camera, a nice microphone, you have great editing and graphic design and cutouts and sound effects and background music, and it's a highly produced video, well then, that's not necessarily always going to do well, but that's probably going to do better than its lesser produced counterpart. People appreciate that effort. And now that people have been posting these short form videos for a few years, they really appreciate a well done video. I oftentimes find myself giving people courtesy likes, which is essentially giving them a like, not because I necessarily like the video, but just because I appreciate the effort they put in. I appreciate the work they put forth, the editing, the transitions. I appreciate the thought and the creativity that they put into the video and the overall quality, rather than the video necessarily in and of itself. So A's get degrees. That makes sense. And that's what we're starting to see. We're starting to see these more highly produced videos become more common and get better engagement than they were in the past. This episode is brought to you by the Travis Makes Friends podcasts. If you're a fan of fascinating conversations with interesting people, you're going to want to give this show a shot. After 800 episodes of his top-rated business podcast, Build Your Network, Travis Chappell learned that networking is really the same thing as just making friends with people. In this newly rebranded show, Travis Makes Friends, it's Travis's goal to simply give listeners like you a chance to get to know world-class performers who can help you become a better version of yourself. There's an episode for everyone, no matter what you're into. Travis talks with Dr. Nicole LaPera about how she became one of the world's most followed psychologists. He also speaks with Tommy Ballou about his journey to building and exiting a billion-dollar company. Travis also talks with Nicole Michelle about how she went from being a pastor to an OnlyFans model and a social media influencer. You'll find something unique and useful that you can apply to your own life, like learning negotiating techniques from an FBI hostage negotiator or investing tips from billionaire investors. Travis is an experienced host who has been doing this for over 5 years, and I think you'll enjoy the new version of his show. Simply open your podcast app that you're listening to right now and search for Travis Makes Friends. Give him a follow and then check out a few of his recent episodes. And if you leave a review, mention that you heard about him here on the Build Your Tribe podcast to be entered into a contest for some new Apple AirPods. Or you can simply visit travischappell.com/show. That's Travis Chappell, CHAPPELL.com/show. We're starting to see these more highly produced videos become more common and get better engagement than they were in the past. Now let's talk about what is the more confusing part of what's happening, and that's that F's are getting degrees. So in the past, C's get degrees meant the average content would perform the best in often cases. The stuff that was kind of just whipped together, it was a lip sync, it was a trending audio, it wasn't much thought put into it, you know, it would do well. Just the average content would do well. But now, the average content has become boring because the average person can create the average content. But what we're seeing now is that the super raw, the unfiltered, the videos with not the best audio or not the best lighting or no transitions and no editing, and it's just filmed when you're fresh out of bed, woke up in the morning, you're groggy, your makeup's not done, your hair is a mess, your outfit's terrible, and you're just venting, those are doing well. So let's think about this like writing a paper for school, because I think that will help you understand more of what I mean when I say an F is now going to do the best. An F gets the degree. Let me describe what that F looks like. The F does not look like random, incoherent sentences, blurbs, a screenshot of a tweet, a recipe for your mom's tomato soup, a shopping list, your bank account number. That's not what an F paper looks like. There still has to be some coherence. There still has to be some thought. But the F paper does look like something that was typed up in a furious mad dash of vent, of emotion, of energy, of storytelling. It wasn't necessarily proofread. There were probably some typos and errors. There were probably some things missing, like maybe there wasn't the best hook. Maybe the call to action at the end wasn't the strongest, but it was real. It was authentic. It was vulnerable. That kind of paper is what's going to do well. Let's translate that to Instagram with Reels or with TikTok. TikTok videos or YouTube shorts, and I think you can start to understand that the more authentic you can be, the more storytelling you can incorporate, the more emotion you can bring to your videos, the better they are going to do. That means that you don't have to spend thousands of dollars on a lighting setup and a professional microphone and camera and hire a full-time editor. You can do that if you want to raise your C up to an A, but I would also recommend incorporating some Fs as well, especially if you're someone who does constantly try to make A-plus level content. If you're someone who's always making these highly produced videos that look really polished and professional, it can be a great refresher for your audience to get to see a super unpolished, super raw, super authentic version of you. If people are always seeing this TV broadcaster version of you with 13 key lights on you and a professional HD camera and you got your makeup done and it sounds like you're reading off a teleprompter, and then they get to see you at commercial break, when you're just having a conversation with your friends, that's where real trust is built. That's where real customers are developed. And I do believe that customers are developed, and they're developed by allowing them to see the real you, to fall in love with you, to trust you, to build that knowledge of who you truly are as a person. Not how well you can read off a script, not how well you can write out a idea for a video, but how real you can be. What are your values? What are your beliefs? What are your stories? What's your makeup? And when people start to understand that, they're going to connect with not just your content, but with you and your business on so much of a deeper level. I saw someone recently post about this topic, and I believe what they said was that there's no longer space for middle of the road content. We either want top tier, polished, beautiful content, or we want sloppy, raw, in the trenches, relatable, realistic, authentic content. And of course, these things will take time. They will take practice. It's not going to be a skill that you're necessarily going to be great at overnight. And it's not something that's necessarily going to work for everyone in every audience. I feel like a broken record saying this on Build Your Tribe. But as we always say, test, test, test. Try things out for yourself. Try out what we're talking about in this podcast. Do a couple reels or TikToks that are super polished, super highly produced, super well edited with great transitions and sound effects, and see how those do. And then do a couple that are super raw and authentic and organic, that are just filmed in your car, that are filmed right when you wake up in the morning, or they're filmed when you're fresh out the shower and you had a great idea while you were taking your shower and washing your hair. Do some content like that and see how that performs. Test things out, try things out, and figure out what works for you and what works for your audience. I really appreciate you listening today. And as always, it's our job here at Build Your Tribe to keep you abreast, to keep you up to date on the latest trends and changes with online entrepreneurship, with growing a business on social media, with building your tribe. So thank you so much for listening today. I really appreciate it. And do me a favor. If you enjoyed today's podcast, if you're going to give this a try, if you feel like you learned something today, do me a favor, screenshot this right now and share it to your story. And then tag me at Brock11Johnson. Tag me and I will reshare it to my story. I'm trying to see how many people actually do this, because it's really easy when you make an Instagram post and you say, like this post. It's really easy to get likes. It's not so easy for me to get you to take a screenshot, then go to your Instagram, open up your Instagram stories, and then post that screenshot and tag me and maybe add a sentence or two about what you learned in this podcast or what you like about the show overall. That's not easy to do. So I'm trying to see who's really committed. I'm trying to see who's a real follower. And I'm not like trying to weed anyone out. I'm not trying to make anyone feel bad. I'm just trying to see like who's a real deal listener of Build Your Tribe. We'll see. And I'll see you over on Instagram. And as always, happy networking.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.